Hey there. Are you frustrated with your team's performance? Is the team always letting you down? You just feel like they just aren't rising to the occasion. You just maybe you have the wrong team, like not just one or two, but like all of them. And they're just not up to the game that you're playing. Well, I've got something for you that might make a difference here. Hi there. I'm Bill Gallagher, scaling coach and host of the Scaling Up Business podcast. You'll find our podcast every week, our video recordings, live streams, interviews with gurus, authors, and experts in the world of scaling up, as well as getting real conversations with CEOs about growing their businesses, all that and more at our website, scalingcoach.com, or you can go to iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your audio video content, and you'll probably find us there under Scaling Up Business. Let me tell you about this guy. So I'm coaching the CEO, and his complaints about his team were that they're late and they're passive and they're really not the right leaders. So we're working with him for some time there, and we're kind of chugging along on things, and then things begin to stop again. So I go down and I observe the meeting. And what I notice is that the CEO shows up about 20 minutes late to the regular meeting. And then he talks at the people for nearly 2 hours, dominating the conversation. They're now out of time. And he asks, and they've gone over in the meeting, he asks if anybody else has got anything to add. And I smiled as I watched this and made my notes. And then I went and met with the CEO after the meeting. And I said, listen, that thing, that complaint that you had, I've got good news and bad news for you. His complaint was that his team was late and passive. I said, the good news is that we know where the fix is. The bad news is that it's you. It's good news and bad news. You have the company that you deserve. You deserve the company you have. You've created this company. They're perfectly in step with what you've created, modeled, and laid out. They've learned that being late is fine in your world, that there's not a lot of consequences, that you'll be late all the time. And they've also learned to wait, to shut up until you get done talking. Here's the thing I think we could all consider. The company that we have, right, is what I said before. The company that you have is the company you deserve, and you deserve the company you have. And the great news about that is you can work on you. If we're going to go and implement scaling up tools or other kinds of things with our team, we also want to take a look in the mirror. Who are we that we've created the mess, the perfect mess that's perfectly matched to us, and we just love living in it, right? So you might not think you do, but you're actually pretty comfortable with the business that you've had so far. You've learned to live with it. So if you'll take a long, hard look in the mirror and go to work on the person in the mirror, as long as you're also working on the rest of the team, you'll actually find it's a lot easier. And it's much easier to begin to work on yourself than to try to get everyone else to change around you. This is a big one for me. I hope it's helpful for you. And I know it's been helpful for many of our CEOs who are willing to do that kind of work. My name is Bill Gallagher, scalingcoach.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you again next time.